From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Ag groups are reacting positively to President Biden signing the Ocean Shipping Reform Act, which will address the supply chain and shipping port issues hampering U.S. exports. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says addressing congestion at our ports and creating greater accountability for shipping companies is a positive step. The National Milk Producers Federation and the U.S. Dairy Export Council both applauded the bill getting signed. The U.S. and Ukraine signed a partnership to help secure world food supplies. AgriMarketing.com reports during Friday's meeting at the U.N., Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the USDA and Ukraine's Ministry of Agrarian Policy and Food are entering into a memorandum of understanding to enhance coordination between their ag and food sectors. Vilsack says the world has witnessed Russia's unjustified invasion of Ukraine and disruptions that it's caused for ag production, trade, and food security. In a letter to Congress, National Farm Union expressed support for the Lower Food and Fuel Costs Act and urged members to support the bill. NFU says the legislation will provide fairness to farmers, lower prices for consumers, and fight back against decades of consolidation in agriculture. The legislation would create a special investigator's office at the USDA to explore the issue. House Republicans and Democrats are divided.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.